From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Stock markets in Asia and Europe have dropped sharply today after negative economic news from the U.S. and a 5% fall in the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday. Stock trader Alan Valdez of Hilliard Lyons says investors are waiting for a clear bottom before getting back in.
We're seeing markets we've never seen. We've seen prices here. I mean, 6 months ago, I would have said, boy, buying these stocks here is a great deal, but they've all come in 10, 15% since that.
Oil prices are also down today, around $53 per barrel. Senate Democrats have abandoned their effort to bail out the U.S. auto industry with funds from the $700 billion earmarked for propping up the financial industry. In the face of strong Republican opposition, a Democratic bill for a $25 billion bridge loan to the auto industry has been shelved. Here's NPR's David Wellner with more.
Both Senate Republicans and the White House strongly opposed using the so-called TARP financial bailout money for helping out the struggling Big Three automakers. So Senate Democrats gave up trying to win approval for those funds. One more proposal being pushed by Republicans remains to be considered by the Senate, and it involves tapping a $25 billion fund already approved by Congress for retooling the auto industry for greater fuel efficiency. Raiding that fund causes misgivings for the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin.
I'm struggling with that because that money was put in place for a purpose, to get the automobile industry into the 21st century and thinking about a brand new way to build cars and trucks that would be competitive.
Durbin warned that the House won't support such a measure. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Former Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle has been selected to head the Department of Health and Human Services in the new Obama administration. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The choice of Daschle, one of President-elect Obama's closest confidants, to head HHS underscores the high priority health care is getting in the new administration. Daschle will reportedly take on a dual role, HHS secretary and White House health czar. The appointment hasn't been formally announced yet. Transition officials are said to be still examining potential conflicts posed by lobbying clients of Daschle's wife. But Daschle's former colleagues in the Senate, Republican and Democrat alike, seem to be welcoming the appointment. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Former Deputy Attorney General Eric Holder will be nominated for Attorney General. President-elect Obama's senior campaign strategist David Axelrod will become a senior White House advisor. The Senate is widely expected to pass a bill today extending unemployment benefits for people who have exhausted their coverage. The House already passed the bill. The White House says our statement last hour that it had issued a veto threat was incorrect. White House spokesman Tony Fratto writes to us this morning, "We have not issued a veto threat on extending unemployment benefits." Wall Street stock futures are down this morning. From Washington, this is NPR News. European researchers have engineered a windpipe using stem cells and successfully implanted it into a woman with a very scarred lung. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
It's part of regenerative medicine, using someone's own cells to rebuild all or part of an organ. It's already been done on an experimental level with organs such as the bladder. Researchers from Spain, Italy, and England were interested in regenerating the windpipe, and they added a twist. They used stem cells to do it. They started with a trachea from an organ donor. They removed all the cells, leaving just the fibrous scaffolding. They coated the scaffolding with stem cells from the woman who needed the windpipe, and the stem cells produced normal airway cells. Several months ago, they implanted the regenerated windpipe into the woman who has a history of tuberculosis. They report in the online edition of the journal The Lancet that she's breathing well now. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
The toolkit that floated away from an astronaut on a spacewalk Tuesday cost $100,000. The astronaut, Heidi Marie Stephanishin Piper, tells the Associated Press the incident was very disheartening to her. Stephanishin Piper says it was very hard to face her colleagues when she returned to the International Space Station. She's the first woman assigned the job of lead spacewalker on a shuttle flight. Three more spacewalks are planned for the current shuttle mission. The National Book Awards were presented last night in New York. Peter Matheson won the fiction prize for his novel Shadow Country. Matheson had won the nonfiction prize in the past. This year's nonfiction award was presented to Annette Gordon-Reed for The Hemingses of Monticello. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.